Beer.
Well, I tried them all, and I'm on some beer, but my favorite drug is an high school beer. Beer, 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 beer.
It's time once again for the Silver Creek Sampler, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
This week on the Silver Creek Sampler, we're headed across the big pond over to the UK to the Samuel Smith Brewery, the old brewery at Tadcaster. Get this, was established in 1758 and is Yorkshire's oldest brewery. It's been around a long, long time. Traditional methods of brewing have been retained at the old brewery. In fact, the brewery still has its own cooper that makes and repairs all their oak casks that they have their beer in. They ferment in stone Yorkshire squares, fermenting vessels that are made out of solid slabs of slate. That's a little unusual. Beers, they say, give a full-bodied taste using the same strain of yeast since the 19th century. They've been at this. Samuel Smith's Shire Horses make deliveries 5 days a week. So they got the big, it kind of almost look like Clydesdales there. And the old wagon, and that's how they deliver their beer. That's
still
cool.
They're still doing that. Is that how it got over here?
I don't think so, Rachel. I don't think it quite made it all the way over here like that. The little town of Tadcaster, they say, is home to three breweries, and Samuel Smith is the smallest brewery producing less than 5% of the beer in the town. And from Samuel Smith today, we have the Organic Chocolate Stout.
And that's basically what it tastes like. It's very chocolatey.
It's got a good chocolate aroma to it.
When you pour it into the glass, as we did, it looks almost like a cola or a root beer or something. Mm-hmm. It's got a very frothy foam on top and just comes out very, very creamy. And smells very delicious.
Yeah, they have a roasted organic chocolate malt and organic cocoa for that smooth, creamy character. They say deep flavors and a delightful finish. Kind of the perfect marriage of a satisfying stout with luxurious chocolate. This beer at the Beer Advocate website scored a 93, which puts it in the outstanding category, and I think I would agree with that. This beer also is registered with the Vegan Society. They say it's suitable for vegans and vegetarians.
Well, there you go. Organic, yes. And normally, I'm not a stout person, but this I could definitely drink. And it comes in this very large size, one pint, two and 2.7 fluid ounces. So, like, you go to the bar and you order this. This is the
big beer
bottle
in your hand,
you get.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. It's like I said, it's got that chocolate flavor to it. They brew it with the well water from their original well, which was sunk when the brewery started in 1758, drawing their water from 85 feet underground. So, a lot of history. This would be a fun brewery to go visit, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
With the horses
all the
and
history there is. That would be cool,
The only problem is we have to get over to North Yorkshire, England.
We'll hitch a ride on those Clydesdales. They'll get us across the pond.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very good beer. Certainly would recommend this one.
It's a good morning beer.
Well, and the thing about it is it's only 5%, which for a stout is actually fairly low alcohol content.
Yes, for alcohol content, because a regular light beer will range anywhere from 3 to 4% for a light beer. So for a stout, which is obviously a heavier beer, to be only 5% makes it, a little on the lighter side of the stout factor.
And with that chocolate flavor, we've just declared it to be a perfect morning beer.
Perfect morning. Instead of your coffee or...
Yeah,
crack one of these open.
I think you'll enjoy the Samuel Smith's Organic Chocolate Stout on the sampler this week. Hey, we're saying congratulations to Kara this week. She wins the gift card from Silver Creek for signing up at WTBX.com. Remember to get signed up again for next week's sampler with Silver Creek Liquor and WTBX.